The town of Central Butte is finding that one local man is standing up for his right to be heard. Cliff Weens of Central Butte has been at odds with the town of Central Butte over unfair increased property tax. Cliff and Eileen Weens own two adjacent lots which have been taxed separately since they purchased their property in 2013. The second lot has no water or electricity. It is an unserviced lot. In 2013 to 2015, the Weens were being taxed $2.29 to $2.46 per year. In 2016, however, the taxes on the second lot were changed. The tax charged went from under $5 yearly to $822.72, 32,941% increase, with no town upgrades, water, or electricity added to the lot. The tax continued to increase from $961.99 in 2022 for the non-service lot in rural Saskatchewan to $1,211.99 in 2023. The council reassessed the invoice tax amount on the non-service lot and an abatement of $1,200 was granted as there are inconsistencies in the manner in which an adjoining lot with no services were being taxed for different residences throughout the town of Central Butte, quoted Cliff Weens in a letter to the town council of Central Butte. Cliff has calculated the overpayment to the town from 2016 to 2022 as being $5,695.28. With the burden of food, gas, electricity, and taxes increasing each year, how many fixed-income ratepayers will be able to afford to remain in their homes? Unexplained tax increases of 26% from 2022-2023 are leaving some residents of Central Butte questioning the future of the town. The seniors are the ones who surprise me the most, with their sadness and hopeless feelings, regarding their struggles with the town council and the town administrator, said Cliff Weens. They have worked all their lives in and around Central Butte to make it a better place to live and to see it crumbling and dismantling before their eyes is crushing their hearts. He continues on to say, for a small town, the response has been unbelievable, which confirms to me that I am not wrong. With current budget constraints, the town is not planning on reimbursing the Weens at this time. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com, will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.